doing it more. Section 8, Hashem, righteousness belongs to you. You want to get your Zohar or not? I'm not hearing you, so you're hearing me okay? Just, you know, you can shake your head yes or no. Okay.
Can you hear me now? Yes, I hear you now. Okay, go ahead.
Verse 26. Rabbi Abba Patach V'Amar Lecha Hashem Hatzadaka V'Lanu Boshet Ha'Panim Kehayom Hazeh Leish Yehuda Uyoshvei Yerushalayim Zakayim Inun Yisrael Deku Chabarichu Itre'e Behu Mikol Amin A'azi Umigoy Rachimuta Dilchon Yahav Lehu Oraita Dikshot Leminda Archa Demalka Kadisha Vekol Mandish Tadal Rioraita Kilu Ishtadal Bebekucha Barichu Dioraita Kola Shemedekucha Barichu Harve Ukich Mandita Sak Rioraita Itasak Bebishme Umandi Itrechak Meoraita Rechika Hu Mikucha Berichu. Rabbi Abba opened with the verse, Hashem, righteousness belongs to you, but to us confusion of faces, as at this day to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Happy are Israel, whom the Holy One, blessed be He, has chosen above all the heathen nations. For the love of them He gave them the Torah of truth, to know the path of the Holy King. Whoever is occupied with the Torah, it is as if he is occupied with the Holy One, blessed be He. For the whole Torah is the name of the Holy One, because blessed be He. Therefore, whoever deals in the Torah is occupied with His name, and whoever is away from the Torah is far from the Holy One, blessed be He. It's a very, very strong statement. What it's really saying is you don't have to study deeply, you just have to read the Torah. But human beings being human beings and have this innate need to think they're in control, they want to understand what they read. But the truth is, just by touching the Torah, just by reading the Hebrew letters, we become closer to Hashem. Hold on one second. Yes, Pacha. Hold on a second. I need to put your speaker on. Go ahead.
Just want to tell you what you told me to do with Jack.
Yeah.
Very, 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 very powerful in this world.
Both Hashem.
I can't explain it, but it feels good to relieve.
Both Hashem.
My son, first of all, Jack, I had to take care of you, but You got the third thing I told you from this third vehicle. They don't publish the facts on that. They have been really important to try and get the point.
Well, Hashem. Sorry, Jack. Verse 27. Tachatzi lecha Hashem ha-tzedaka keda'a lecha Hashem ha-gedula ve-ha-gvura man-tzedaka atar de-kol ampin nehirin achidan bey Vehu achid bekulhu uveishtakachu velanu boshet hapanim atar deko anpin nechirin itrachakan mine tzedaka emet kishot unhora dekola unhora deanpin heidu dekola boshet Kisufa rechiku dikshot man diach sif begin diemet dihu tzedakat it rachak mine rechiku dianpin nechirin. Come and see. Hashem, righteousness belongs to you. Resembles the words, yours, Hashem, is the greatness and the power. Which are his attributes, chesed, gevurah, tiferet, netzach, hod, yesod, and malchut? Righteousness is also the attribute of malchut. What is righteousness? It is a place to which all shining faces are attached, and which is attached to all the sefirot of Zeranpin, which dwell in it. That is Malchut, in which are all the Sefirot of Zeranpin. But to us, confusion of faces is the place which all shining faces shy away from, which is the other side. Righteousness, Malchut, is truth. Over all light, the illumination of the countenance, and the joy of all. Confusion, the other side, is shame. And the staying away of truth. For whenever one is all ashamed, it is because truth, which is righteousness, is gone away from him, which is the shying away of all shining countenances. What this verse is saying, when you're ashamed, it's because you didn't tell the truth. And that's the only reason for shame. Because you didn't focus on the truth. Verse 28. Tachatzi kachana ila'a ba'e lichaza bishpiru di'an bin binchiru Dian pin bechedu yatir mikola vela bae lid chazaa beatzivu verugza ela kola kegavna dilela zaka ahulake diale kitivani chel kicha Benachalatcha uktiv Hashem hu nechalato V'ad ba'ei le'id chaza'a shalim b'kola b'ger me' bilbushay dila yachim garmei kelal kima de'it mar. Come and see, the supernal priest, the high priest, needs to be with a beautiful countenance, with a welcoming countenance, and more joyous than anyone. He must not look sad or angry, but in all in the likeness of the above. Happy is his portion, as it is written regarding him, I am your portion and your inheritance, and Hashem is your inheritance. Hence he must look whole in every respect, in his person, in his apparel, so as not to discredit himself whatsoever, as we have learned. And that's the end of this section.
Okay.
Do you have any questions?
No.
Let's see if we can do a couple of more sections.
Okay.
Are you in a hurry by chance?
Okay.
Section 9, and he shall take a wife in her virginity. Verse 29. V'hu isha bivtuleha yikach Rabbi Shimon patach v'hine usham alilot divarim v'gomer uktiv v'yanshu oto mea kesef v'gomer ki hotzi shemra al betulat Yisrael V'ki betulat Yisrael, hi betulat aviha, o betulat be'alma ba'ala, ki mehu betulat Yisrael haka, hadahu diktiv sha'al avicha, v'yagedcha zekancha. V'yomru lach ufaka kechane tekaim kegavna dilela ketivuhu isha batulecha ikach hakim name bivtulecha dila tipuk mibava v'chatzera mizimna Levar v'ha'itmar. And he shall take a wife in her virginity. Rabbi Shimon opened with, and lo, he has laid accusing speeches, and they shall fine him 100 shekels of silver, because he has brought out an evil name upon a virgin of Israel. He asks, yet she is the virgin of her father or husband, why does it state here, the virgin of Israel, which means a virgin, the daughter of Jacob, called Israel. And he answers, this is the meaning of ask your father, and he will recount it to you, your elders, and they will tell you. That refers to Israel, your father, whose daughter Dinah went out to see the daughters of the land, and that incident occurred. Since the verse speaks about spreading an evil name, it mentions the virgins of Israel. The same case is that of the daughter of Israel, Dinah. Here too, the priest who represents the likeness of the above shall take a wife in her virginity. Namely, who will not go outside from her courtyard from time to time? We have already learned this. He makes an analogy between her virginity and the virgin of Israel. So she will not go out as happened to the virgin of Israel. The verse is trying to explain, I'm sure it does explain, I don't understand it. It's trying to explain why if someone marries a woman and then later says she wasn't a virgin, why is he fined? Why is this whole issue about virginity? This whole issue about truth associated with virginity. I don't really understand this section, and it's only the one verse for this section. So, Hashem, you know, as I grow and spiritually, I'll come to understand it. Or maybe next lifetime. But we'll see. I've been curious about it.
Okay,
I've not really gotten answers that satisfied me. And I don't understand this verse in the Zohar. Section 10. He has given food to those who fear him. Verse 30. Rabbi Shimon hava azil biarcha vahavo ime. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosei, Rabbi Hizkiah. Petach Rabbi Shimon v'amar, Teref Natan li Re'av, Yiskor le'olam berito. Teref Natan li Re'av, Ilein inun zakain, Inun dechale dekucha berichu, Dekol man derachil le'itkerei. Mein shei deveita demalka beale kitiv ashrei ish yare et Hashem. Rabbi Shimon was walking along the way with Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Hizkiah. Rabbi Shimon opened with, "He has given food to those who fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant." He has given food to those who fear him refers to the righteous who fear the Holy One, blessed be he. For whoever fears him is considered of the household of the king. And it is written of him, happy is a man who fears Hashem. And this first verse is bringing different verses from Psalms. And trying to give us some structure to understand this idea of food and, you know, people are fed whether they're fearful of God, whether they're in awe of God or not, whether they pray three times a day. People are given food every day. So that's really the question being asked here. Verse 31. Mahu teref natan li re'av, ela kima diktiv, v'tikam biod, laila v'titen, teref leveta mehaka, olifna deko barnash, delae bioraita belelia. Vekam befalgut leil ya beshata te kineset Yisrael itarat liatkena beta lemalka hayishtataf beheda behay ikrae mibe malka viachavin Lekol yoma meinun tikune beta hahidiktiv betitain teref uveta behok lenacharoteha man beta kol inun umishtat fe bechada belele ikrun beta. Uvkich
Iref Natan Lireav. He asks, what is the meaning of he has given food to those who fear him? And he answers that this resembles the words, she rises also while it is yet night and gives food to her household. Since the righteous are his household, they receive this food. From this we learn that whoever studies Torah at night and rises at midnight, when the congregation of Israel, Malchut, awakens to arrange the house for the king, that is to draw the illumination of Chokmah for him, in accordance with through wisdom the house is built. Such a man takes his part with her, and is considered to be of the household of the king. He is given daily from the allotments of the house. This is the meaning of she rises also when it is yet night and gives food to her husband. I lost my place. He is given daily from the allotments of the house. This is the meaning of she rises also while it is yet night, and gives food to her household of the king. He is given daily from the allotments of the house. This is the meaning of she rises also while it is yet night, and gives food to her household and a portion to her maidens. Food refers to the illumination of Chokmah, while portion, or law, is that they will not draw from above downwards. Who are her household? Those who study her, those who join her to study Torah at night, are considered her house, her household members. Hence it is written, he has given food to those who fear him. Now the verse is explaining why it's talking about food, and it's explaining how people are given food even though they haven't, they don't study Torah right away. They're given food because they will eventually study Torah. Everyone will eventually study Torah. So God is giving that benefit based on a future action, not the current actions. And that's why everyone gets fed, when the verses in Psalms are very clear. You're only going to get food in this world from Torah study. It's an amazing statement, and it takes a lot of skill to make that, to see that, how that works. A lot of faith. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I didn't hear you.
I think so. It does take a lot of faith.
It does, clearly. But it's an amazing truth to think that it might be true.
Yeah.
It will start you to do things differently than you've done them before. And that will change what's going on in your life.
Right, right. Absolutely.
Verse 32. Mahu teref teref mimash dihi nitnadla me'atar rechika ila adiktiv mimerchak tavi lachma umanu ziv zakei lachai teref Teref sofe dikra ovach diktiv yiskor leolam berito mandi shtadal beoraita leish tatfa bechada belelia vela od elad tzadik chad ila a it le lekud shabarichu V'hu ishtataf b'chadei v'yashtin t'rai tar v'ayhu likt nishta d'Yisrael diktiv tzadikim le'olam Yeroshu aretz. He asks, what is food? And it answers, it is real food, literally the prey, for she devours and takes by force, which alludes to judgments that are revealed with a chokmah. For she receives from a lofty, faraway place, as it is written, she brings her food from afar. That is chokmah, as written, I said I will be wise, but it is far from me. Who obtains this food? This is shown by the end of the verse. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. This means whoever strives in the Torah to partake of it at night, as the Torah is called a covenant. However, the Holy One, blessed be He, has another certain supernal righteous, who is Yesod of Zeron Pin, and this man joins him to bestow upon Malchut, and both inherit the congregation of Israel. As it is written, righteous they shall inherit the land forever. This means that the righteous man who is occupied with the Torah at night and the supernal boundaries and the supernal righteous will inherit Malchut called earth. The fact that food is a code word for wisdom, for the light of wisdom, is a very revealing statement. I'm going to call a section, let you go back to work, and let me go back to my work. Do you have any questions? I'll talk to you next week. Wednesday night is Lag BaOmer. So if you're up, I'm going to be studying quite late. So try and check. Call on the UVU program. And if you call, I'll tie you in to wherever we are. And if I'm not on, it just means that people dropped off, and it's a little late. But you can wake me up, and I'll start again. Because the energy is too important, too special, it'll go to waste.
Right, I understand. You're right. Right. Okay.
We'll see you soon.
So.
Call to...